News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticised plans announced by his own military to hold daily tactical pauses in fighting along one of the main roads into Gaza. It's to facilitate aid delivery into the Palestinian enclave. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, now military analyst, is with us on the line. Sean Bell, who's in charge here?
Yeah, great question. I mean, there's little doubt Prime Minister Netanyahu's in charge. I think there's a bit of context to set up here. He's trying to balance a very difficult situation domestically in his war cabinet. The ultra-nationalists have a very loud voice. You remember Benny Gantz recently stood down. And that means he's having to walk a very, very careful tightrope. And of course, as soon as you start saying pauses and aid flowing, the ultra-nationalists say that's only going to Hamas, that it's extending the war and makes life very difficult for Netanyahu.
There is that schism within the Israeli government. It was held together by a sense of nationalism. If that coalition, that war coalition, falls apart, it makes Netanyahu's job impossible.
Absolutely right. But I think it's also, again, worth pointing out some context here. You know, Netanyahu was indicted by the International Criminal Court and an arrest warrant was issued for him, basically saying more needs to be done to protect the civilians. And under the Geneva Convention, there are obligations for a power such as Israel to provide food or to enable, you know, aid agencies to provide food. And if you look back, for the month of May, I think there were less than 100 trucks going in because the Rafah crossing was closed, the Kerem Shalom crossing was open, but subject to a lot of restrictions. That's less than 20% of the aid that normally flows through those. So inevitably, life is getting worse. It's deteriorating. There is massive hunger. And therefore, Netanyahu realised that he has obligations now to do something about it. Otherwise, he personally will pay the price for that.
Sean, stay on the line. I have another question for you in just a moment, but let's go to Jerusalem. Bushra Khalid is the policy leader for the Jerusalem office of Oxfam. Bushra, how bad has the situation gotten on the ground?
I mean, hi, and thank you for having me. I'm not sure Netanyahu does realize that how bad the situation is actually. And if he does, he's been turning a blind eye to it for the last few months. You know, in March, the IPC numbers were saying that Gaza was on the brink of famine. The situation has not improved, and therefore we can safely assume that there are at least famine-like conditions in both now the north and the south of Gaza, because with Rafah closed, the only lifeline, I mean, the main lifeline with Kerem Shalom to Gaza are now, you know, operating not in the way that they should be. And in terms as a humanitarian, this is not what, you know, if there was famine to be declared in Gaza, this is nowhere close what a famine response would look like. You know, we are
on that point, we've had these humanitarian pauses previously. They didn't work. Aid simply didn't get through.
Absolutely. And it's not that. It's about having, first of all, no bombings. We cannot operate under bombs, because one attack would shut down this entire new measure, which is what we've seen with every single new, you know, the airdrops are not working and they've, you know, basically forgotten about those. The floating pier broke down and that's now getting packed up and gone away. The extra supply routes that they opened in the north are not operational for everybody. So we as INGOs, for example, are having a great difficulty trying to get goods entering those new supply routes, because they're not designed to meet Israel's restrictions. They don't have the scanners. They don't have the infrastructure. So, these are all cosmetic changes. And we need to go way beyond cosmetic changes at this stage. It's Eid today. Today's supposed to be the most celebratory day in Gaza. And it's actually hot. It's 40 degrees and people are dying in tents of starvation or of heat or of bombs.
Bushra Khalid of Oxfam in Jerusalem. Thank you. Sean Bell, before we let you go, just on the G7 and also on the international conference to talk about what should and could happen to end the war in Ukraine. Are we any closer to a potential resolution?
Well, I think that's the question. Too many commentators are sort of saying, well, it's a waste of time, the peace conference. You know, 90 countries attended, but if you don't have Russia, you don't have China there, what can be achieved? But actually, the focus was on Zelensky's 10-point plan. There was progress on some of the lines of development there. It is interesting, as a military guy, I'm always looking at the military line of development, but actually it's pretty clear internationally, they're putting a lot of emphasis around the political and the economic. And just by way of context, Russia's interest rates at the moment, 16%, inflation running at 8%, an unsustainable economic model. And I think that's what's all being brought to bear. And I think some lovely statements the end of the conference with Zelensky, you know, saying that if peace will happen, if Russia pulls out of all the occupied territories, exactly the same as what Putin said. But the big thing for me is that the one thing Zelensky's been very good at is keeping Ukraine at the top of the international agenda. There's no doubt at all that this peace conference has done exactly that.
OK, Sean Bell, former military pilot, now military analyst, and Bushra Khalid of Oxfam in Jerusalem. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.